Okay, friends. Today we are reading the, Illumination Presents Minions 5-Minute Stories book. We're reading from this book. We are reading the second story in this book, which is entitled Despicable Me 2, Undercover Super Spies. It was adapted by Kristen Mayer, illustrated by Arthur Fong and Christophe Laurette. And Laurette. That's his name, Laurette. Yep, at least that's what I'm going to go with. Looks right to me. And it is based on the motion picture screenplay written by Cinco Paul and Ken Dario. And I think I gave all the credits to everyone that I could possibly think of. And friends, I hope you enjoy this story. It's read today by Mommy and
Link and his pet choo-choo jellies. I have a whole army of those things.
Amazing. How did you get an army of them?
I have red ones, pink ones, black ones. By the way, if you hit a black one, which you're holding.
This looks blue. Are you sure it's black? Oh, okay.
If you hit one of those things, they're super rare, and they'll disappear into bubbles and then reappear.
Wow, friends, it's very complicated. But when we are interested in playing and reading books and have high energy, we go with it, don't we?
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Are you ready for your story?
Yes.
Me too. Here.
You can stop talking like that.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. There's a villain on the loose. Someone is using a giant magnetic ship to steal a top secret formula from a top secret laboratory. It's so top secret that only a top secret group of spies know about it. The spies also know that to catch a villain, you'll need the help of another villain. Or at least a former villain. Gru used to be one of the best supervillains in the world. He and his army of minions even stole the moon. But then he adopted Marco, Edith, and Agnes and became a dad. So now instead of stealing landmarks, he makes pancakes and blows up unicorn balloons. One day, while Gru is out walking Kyle, the pet, a strange woman approaches him. Mr. Gru, hi. I'm Agent Lucy Wilde of the Anti-Villain League. You're going to have to come with me. Gru panics. Freeze Ray! He yells before grabbing his trusty ray gun and sending an icy blast at the stranger. Lucy deflects the attack with a flamethrower. You really should announce your weapons after you fire them, Mr. Gru, Lucy says. For example, she pauses as she pulls something out of her purse and suddenly fires at him. Zap! AVL issued a lipstick, she cries. The zapper knocks Gru out long enough for Lucy to drag him into her car and drive off. Oh my goodness. I have never known lipstick to do something like that, have you? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Gru wakes up on a submarine surrounded by strangers. My name is Silas Ransbottom, says one of the men, and we are the Anti-Villain League. If you rob a bank, we don't care, but if you steal the moon, we notice. First, you've got to prove I did that, says Gru. Second, I put it back, Silence nods. And that's why we brought you here. Someone used a gigantic magnetic ship to steal a top secret formula called PX-41, Lucy explains. She plays a video for Gru of a cute little bunny. And when it nibbles a bit of PX-41, it turns into a big, furry, purple monster bunny. You don't see that in bunnies, usually, Gru admits. Exactly. PX-41 is a dangerous weapon, cries Lucy. And we have found traces of it at the Paradise Mall. The mall? Asks Gru in disbelief. Silas jumps in. We need you to go undercover and find it. Gru gulps. Okay, I guess. Gru agrees to help the League. The next day, he goes to the mall disguised as the owner of a cupcake shop called Bake My Day. He and a few minions are decorating cupcakes when Lucy shows up. Hi, partner, she says, startling Gru.
What are you doing here?
Demands Gru. Silas assigned me to work with you. Isn't this great? Secret spy stuff. This is going to be fun. Lucy claps her hands with excitement. Come on, let's spy on the other stores and find our suspect. A giant cupcake at the top of the store entrance has a camera hidden in the cherry. Lucy and Gru have to stand uncomfortably close together to be able to view the hidden video monitor. Our first suspect, says Lucy, is Floyd Eagleson. He owns the Eagle Hair Club. Gru shakes his head.
There's no way that guy is a villain, he states. His only crime is wearing that wig.
Lucy shrugs. Our second suspect is Eduardo Perez, the owner of Salsa and Salsa Restaurant. Oh, and he's right here in the shop. They bump heads, scrambling to greet Eduardo.
Buenos dias, my friends, he says.
Welcome to the mall family. I am throwing a big Cinco de Mayo party and I need 200 cupcakes with the Mexican flag on them. I'll pick them up in a week. Okay, bye.
After he leaves, Gru turns to Lucy.
That's him. He looks exactly like villain El Macho, but 20 years older. El Macho is ruthless, dangerous, and his name, and as his name implies, very macho.
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 Do you know what macho means? It's a Spanish term, and correct me if I'm wrong here, friends, but I believe that it means that you are very masculine, very manly. And that's not necessarily a good thing, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it just means usually that you have a lot of masculine qualities. Okay, manly, men. Okay. Then I say we break into his restaurant tonight after the mall closes to investigate, says Lucy.
It'll be my first break-in!
That night after the mall is closed, the two spies sneak back in. Gru is about to kick open the door to Eduardo's Salsa and Salsa restaurant when Lucy stops him. She takes out her high-tech nanobot universal key that can supposedly open any door. But when that fails to work, she gets frustrated and kicks the door open herself. Once inside, they hear a clicking sound. They freeze, not wanting to be discovered. What's that? Asks Lucy. Then a cute little chicken pops out from the kitchen. But this is no normal chicken. It's a guard chicken. It flies up to Gru and starts pecking at his bald head.
Get it off of me! Get it off me!
cries Gru. Lucy aims her AVL watch and squirts special foam all over the chicken. The gel quickly hardens into a ball, trapping the bird.
Bawk!
It objects. Would you like to make some chicken sounds with me? I can see you like chickens.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Because... have you heard of fire-breathing chickens?
Fire-breathing chickens.
I don't like chickens because they fire-breathe.
Fair enough. What is wrong with that chicken? Asks Lucy. That pollo is loco. Okay. There's the PX-41 in the safe. I know it. Gru runs over to the safe and uses a fancy gadget to crack the code. Inside is a glass canister.
He's getting pretty good at this job, he says as he grabs the canister.
Bawk!
Squawks the chicken. Someone's coming, warns Lucy. Let's go! They cut a hole in the ceiling with a laser and get out just in time. They hurry to the Anti-Villain League submarine and wake up Silas.
We found El Macho, says Gru excitedly. It's him. Look at what I found in his restaurant's safe.
Silas sticks a spoon in the canister and tastes it.
No, don't eat that. It's PX-41.
That is salsa, declares Silas, ripping good salsa at that, tangy, but with a real kick.
It's him, insists Gru. What kind of person puts salsa in a safe? That's weird, right?
Mr. Gru, I do not appreciate my time being wasted on a wild goose chase,
scolds Silas.
I'm going back to bed. But there wasn't a goose, there was a chicken,
protests Gru. What do you think? Do you think that this guy is really the bad guy? El Macho, do you think he is? Let's see. When Gru delivers the cupcakes to the Cinco de Mayo party, Eduardo greets him with a smile.
Mi compadre, come have some guacamole with me, he says, leading Gru into an elevator. I have something planned for you.
During the long elevator ride deep underground, Eduardo says,
I know who you are, Gru, and it's time you know who I really am. I am El Macho.
Oh, I knew it, says Gru.
They exit the elevator and enter a huge underground lab. Oh my goodness, you were right. And so was he. It really is El Macho.
Let's see. I require the most powerful substance on Earth with my magnetic ship,
explains El Macho.
How's that for Macho? I'm going to use it to create a monster army of creatures that will eat entire cities. And we can do it together.
He claps Gru on the shoulder.
So, are you in? Yes. Of course, yes. I just have a lot going on right now, but I'm like 97% in.
You know what?
El Macho responds,
I'm not so convinced that you are in.
Let's make sure. Just then, a rocket rises from steel doors in the ground. Attached to it are a shark, 100 pounds of dynamite, and Lucy. Oh, hey, Gru. Turns out you were right about the whole El Macho thing, huh? Says Lucy. Thinking fast, Gru grabs a weapon from his pocket and aims it at El Macho.
I'm not afraid of your jelly guns,
the criminal mastermind cries.
Oh, this ain't no jelly gun, sunshine.
Gru retorts, pulling the trigger and releasing a horrible, stinky fart.
Fart gun.
It's a fart gun. Oh my goodness, that's so gross. The gas knocks El Macho right out. And Gru leaps to Lucy's rescue. Thanks to Gru and his new friends at the Anti-Villain League, El Macho is behind bars, and the PX-41 is far from anyone who can misuse it. The world is safe from harm. For now. And that, my friends, is, say it with me, the
end.
End.